CITR 101.9 FM is having its second That DJ competition.
That DJ competition is a killer party of wonderful music, dance, and of course, DJs.
Yes!
We'll have some of Vancouver's best aspiring DJs compete for their chance to win several amazing prizes, soon to be disclosed.
If you were at the last DJ competition, or if you missed your chance, this is the time to recapture the moment.
The event will take place Thursday, April 3rd, 2008, at the Pitt Pub, located in the Student Union Building at UBC. For additional information, please email thatdjcompetition2008@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. That was a PSA. I didn't realize that was the PSA that I recorded, so it was kind of weird to hear my voice. But anyways, that DJ competition. We had one, was it last year? It was last year sometime. I don't remember when. But it was rad. I was a judge last year, and we had it at the Pitt Pub here at UBC, and we had so many people show up, and they all had a blast. So hoping for bigger and better things this time around. We're having another one April 3rd, which is, like, next week, guys. Wait, is it this week? No, it's next week. Not good with dates. So come on out April 3rd, cheap beer and a whole bunch of DJs that know how to get the party started here at UBC. Before that PSA, I played some music. And I don't even know. I can't even tell you. Anti-Flag. Played Anti-Flag off of their album. What was it called? Benefit for the Victims of Violent Crime. That song's called No Future. Before that, played a Canadian band, The Hostage Life, off of their White Jesus EP. That was the title track. And I started off today's show with The Ravenettes, but I told you about that already. No, but I played Broadway Calls. I didn't write that down. Oh my god, I've already dropped the ball. Broadway Calls with a song called, I think, like, Call It Off or something. I don't know. The internet is a very unreliable source, and sometimes she is a cruel mistress. And I don't even know what album that is off of. But Broadway Calls are coming to Vancouver. They're playing a show this Saturday at the Media Club with Living with Lions. And I might even play some Living with Lions. So how about that? What was I going to say? There are a lot of really rad local shows coming up that I would love to tell you about. But I think I might save that till later. And I might even have tickets to give away. So just stay tuned, guys, and hold your horses. I'll be back in a flash with some surprises, maybe. I don't even know. How about we go to some 3 Inches of Blood, because they are playing a show here in their hometown, Vancouver. They're playing at Richards on Richards with Bison Jaws very soon. So how about we play some, not some new 3 Inches of Blood, but some of their older stuff. How about that? On CITR.
Streets, they drain the life from all they feed. The savage crying underground, stealing from
We'll be right back.
That's what I get. That's what I get for talking to you, Robin. Robin's here. And he's shaking his head, so it seems like I'm just talking to myself or I'm just making stuff up. It's really great. It's really quite great. Thanks, dude.
I'm such a douche.
I know you are. You know what? Since you're such a douche, I'm not even going to play your shows. Whatever, when you're not here. It'll just be like an hour of dead air where your show's supposed to be.
So it's going to be like your show?
So it's...
And now I have a mic on.
Bad jokes all around.
How's your hour going?
What?
Are you rocking out today?
Yeah, like every week.
What are you listening to?
Not you. I'll listen to your show, that's for sure. Listen to some new Sword. That's what I'm listening to. I'm going to Seattle to see the Sword.
Nice.
That's what I'm doing.
You got to stay at the Moore Hotel.
The Moore Hotel?
That's where you stay if you go to Seattle.
Yeah? Is it because it's shitty and you just want to... put me in a shitty place?
No, it's the right kind of shitty. It's a good shitty. The kind where you don't get bed bugs, where you're like, that was cheap enough, I can afford to go.
Yeah. All right. With, vibrating beds?
No, but that'd be awesome. The ones that don't stop vibrating and it gives you, diarrhea. It's like your stomach keeps moving.
I wouldn't know, and I'm sad that you do. But
I'm an old man.
He is. He's, 60. At least he looks like he's 60. Mm-hmm. How about some new Sword on Raffle Down?
Let's rock it out.
Okay. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle.
Victoria is here taking care of business.
Hi.
Hi, Victoria. I just played some brand new stuff by The Loved Ones off of their album Build and Burn. It came out last month. That song was called The Inquirer. Prior to that, I played The Cancer Bats off of their new album Hail Destroyer. That was the title track, and that album is coming out April 22nd. And if you're a huge fan of The Cancer Bats, as am I, you might want to check out haildestroyer.com because they have some video footage of them in the studio getting ready for the release of this new album. Another band releasing a new album in April is The Sword. On the 1st of April, they're releasing Gods of the Earth, and that's why I played before The Cancer Bats. Off of Gods of the Earth, that song was called How Heavy This Axe. And according to Luke, it is apparently the best song title of the year, and it was a pretty awesome song too. You missed it, Victoria.
Darn!
She's really not that sad.
Nope.
Yep. Damn it! I have nothing! And the album cover for The Sword's new one is so epic. It looks like it. And I don't know if I want to go down this road, but it looks like, that valley that Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli go down before they reach the Paths of the Dead, when they leave Rohan, and all the armies are on their way to Gondor. They go down that huge white valley, stone valley. It kind of looks like that, and there's a sword coming out of the ground. It's really, really epic. And speaking of Lord of the Rings, I saw, what's that movie? Be Kind, Rewind, recently. Have you seen that, Victoria?
No.
Oh, man. It's funny. It's hilarious. Directed by Michelle Gondry. And they, throughout the movie, they spoof a whole lot of other major films. And one of them that they spoof is Lord of the Rings. And you can actually go to the Be Kind, Rewind website. And there is the entire spoof of Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, from beginning to end. It's kind of long. It might be 5 to 10 minutes long, but it covers the whole movie, and it's one of the most hilarious things I've seen in a very long time, at least on the internet. Why are you even here, Victoria?
What?
How much? Yeah. All right. Before The Sword, I played Living with Lions off of the Dude Manor EP. Why are you giving me that look? No. No, don't. No. Living with Lions off of the Dude Manor EP. That song was called Mark Has Bedroom Eyes. And they are playing a show with Carpenter and Broadway Calls and one other band I don't remember this Saturday at the Media Club. Before that, I played the Transmitters off of their 7-inch Teenage Tragedy. That was Teenage Tragedy. Prior to that was Time Again off of Darker Days. That was the title track. And I believe I started off that set with some 3 Inches of Blood off of their an older album, Advance and Vanquish. That song was called Deadly Sinners. 3 Inches of Blood playing a show. How about we talk about shows right about now? Try to keep this short and sweet, although it never really is, so not even gonna lie. I already told you about the Carpenter Broadway Calls Living with Lions show this Saturday at the Media Club. There's a really rad poster for this. If you guys can nab one, I'd highly recommend doing it. It's this really cool picture, a painting of A.C. Slater hugging a toilet bowl. It's pretty good. What? Wouldn't you like to know? Yep, well, you weren't paying attention, so maybe I'll tell you later. what else is going on? Black Mountain is playing a show with Lady Hawk April 5th at the Commodore Ballroom. And if you don't want to go to that show, you can also check out Black Mountain. They're playing April 6th at the Sub Ballroom here at UBC. The same night, Black Keys are playing with Jay Retard April 6th at the Commodore, but I think that show is sold out as well. What else is going on? Chiodos is coming to town. They're playing with Protest the Hero. Protest the Hero have a new album out. And also The Fall of Troy. That is happening April 11th. The Croatian Cultural Center. It's an all-ages show. Just announced Taste of Chaos is coming to Vancouver. The Warped Tour is not coming to Vancouver, but the Taste of Chaos Tour. Like, you saw him play, or you saw him, like,
well,
in person?
I was at the Justice concert.
Yeah.
And then I was getting my jacket, and then Chaos showed up, and, like, watching the crowd, and seeing how these people were doing Chaos or not.
You sure it was Chaos?
Oh, it was Chaos, because my friend was, oh, well, not my friend, actually, this girl.
Ooh.
Ooh. This girl just basically was like, can I take a picture? And he was like, oh, my eyes are kind of weird.
He said no?
Yeah.
Wow. Justice came into the store that I work at.
He
hung out for, I don't know. I didn't really care. Yeah. They're okay. They're pretty good, but, like, I feel like they're the same every single time I see them. Yeah.
The exact same.
Yeah.
As last time.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
It looks exactly the same. They play the same shit.
Yeah.
Not that it's shit, but, like, I mean, like, they play the same stuff. And, like... Ooh. Chachi crowd. I'll just turn on all the mics.
Yeah, I don't know. Just lots of, like...
people that you
like,
would have preferred not...
dressing as, like, space. Like, Superman kids.
Oh, Soulja Boy.
Yeah, wearing stupid Kanye West sunglasses and stuff, and I was like, why?
Why?
Why? Yeah.
Kanye West was going.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've already seen him.
Yeah.
I don't have any good stories. I didn't see anyone. Johnny Depp. Hello, Spencer. He was at the Orpheum filming.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
For what?
Right there. Oh, pfft, way to go. I don't know. He's in town, doing stuff. Yeah. I know you would. I think most people do.
Yeah.
Do you like Johnny Depp?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
He smokes. That's cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get...
I did not know that.
I did not get the memo. Did not get that memo at all.
I know, I just really like
That's alright, that's why I just...
Are you doing the left?
Yeah.
So I just turn all the mics on. We're all professionals here, FYI.
I get paid millions of dollars to do this.
Millions upon billions of dollars.
Shuffling papers, I sound busy.
Taking care of business. I know. I know.
Yeah.
That's why I play music behind when I go on air.
Mm-hmm.
You play music in the background. When there's like awkward silence, at least there's music playing, and it sounds that much more professional.
Somebody's calling.
Damn it. I mean, oh, rad. Okay. Well, I can't attend to that right now because we're talking about shows. Talking about shows, take care of business. Taste of Chaos.
Sorry, caller.
Taste of Chaos coming to Vancouver, but not the Warped Tour. I don't know how I feel about that. Taste of Chaos, meaning Atreyu, Avenged Sevenfold, Bless the Fall, and a buttload of other bands are playing at the PNE Forum April 17th. What else is going on? As I Lay Dying is coming to Vancouver. They're playing with August Burns Red and Misery Signals April 29th, Croatian Cultural Center. American Steel, I think that's a show with NOFX, and if it is, it's sold out, but they are coming to Vancouver May 9th, Commodore Ballroom. The Kills are playing a show here May 14th at Richards on Richards. The Gigantour is coming through Vancouver featuring Children of Bodom, High on Fire, In Flames. What did I write? Oh, Job for a Cowboy and Megadeth May 16th at the Pacific Coliseum. I think that's what it is. Whew. Coheed and Cambria and Baroness are playing a show May 21st at the Commodore Ballroom. And I've seen Coheed and Cambria a couple times before, and they put on quite the epic show.
I like them.
Really?
I saw them when I was, like, last time was 3 years ago. They put an amazing show on.
Yeah.
At it was, the Orpheum, actually. Or was it Vogue?
I saw them at the Croatian Cultural Center.
Okay. I saw them at, like, Vogue. One of those...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, like,
really
it was good, but it was a lot longer than
I thought.
I was like, oh, my God, this is so long.
Like, yeah, no, I like them. They've been a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
They know what they're doing. What else is going on? The Cure is coming to Vancouver May 26th at GM Place.
They kind of know what they're doing, too, hey?
Oh, they know exactly what they're doing. I love them. Killswitch Engage. Poison the Well, The End, and Throwdown are playing May 29th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Oh, and of course, it's going to be a really good show. The Transmitters are playing with White Lung and Vapid April 4th at the Railway Club. How about that? And we have that DJ competition, right, Victoria?
Yeah.
The second
promo.
Even though I already talked about it, but we'll just talk about it some more. April 3rd here at the Pit Pub. How many DJs do we have?
We have 6 right now, so we got 2 more positions open. So, well, I don't know. No, sorry, I have more than 6, but basically 8 DJs can play. I have submissions about 6. Well, I have more than
you
that.
You have submissions up the wazoo.
Yeah, up the wazoo. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
People, come on down.
come on down for a good time.
If you use vinyl or just your...
You were really not pushing this
whatever
at all.
I don't know why. I'm
There's like, going to be cheap beer, and it's going to be a party. Yeah. It's going to be like the Justice Show, but less chachi and not the same as last time.
I'm pumped about it. I'm just really sick right now, so my mind is kind of a big, fat wad of cotton. So
that's a really good metaphor.
It is, though. That's what it feels like.
Okay.
Thoughts are slowly sifting through.
Very, very slowly. Anyways, wow. I think we talked our ears off for way too long. I was going to play Pelican, but you know what? That's just, it's going to be way too long. We have like 5 minutes left. Robin and Colin are coming up next to do the Inkstead show, so stay tuned. Because I love comics, and you should too. And then at 3 o'clock, we have Brendan. Oh, Brendan.
I like Brendan.
I know you do. Don't we all? Brendan's coming in with his crew, maybe?
Holy Realms. I love that name too.
To do Crimes and Treasons at 3 o'clock. So stay tuned to CITR, because it's going to be a killer Thursday. Just like every Thursday. We kill it every Thursday.
I like Thursdays.
Me too.
Because Friends used to be on Thursday, but that's about it. Other than that, Thursdays would be terrible.
Oh. Okay.
Kidding.
Well, anyways. Let's go to some Bouncing Souls. I'm just gonna let this one go. Let's go to some Bouncing Souls. Oh, and We All Fall Down. Whatever, Vic. Whatever. I know.
Bound by only 6 strings to this world. Johnny said he'll keep them always one turn out of tune. Johnny never listens to the kids that say